President Trump's latest nominee to the Federal Reserve Board, Judy Shelton, is in limbo after the Senate refused to approve her this week. And although some Republicans are hoping to get another chance to advance her nomination to the central bank, time is running out. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. And Mike, Shelton's candidacy has stalled for about a year and a half because she faces opposition on both sides of the aisle. Why has it taken so long for the Senate to get to this point?
Well, Tanya, the main issue is she's just a very controversial nomination due to her past views that are sort of way out of the mainstream of economic thinking. And also because her opinions seem to really change to align herself with President Trump when he came into office to sort of back up the things that Trump wanted out of the Fed. So the Republican leadership in the Senate really had a tough time building the support that they would need to pass her through the Senate. There are actually three Republican senators, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lamar Alexander, who oppose her. And there are also two other Republicans, Chuck Grassley and Rick Scott, who are in quarantine for the virus right now. So even if they were able to sort of drum up a tie and have Mike Pence vote to break the tie, with those two senators out on quarantine, they just don't have the votes to even get to a tie that the vice president could break.
And talking about some of her controversial views, she's faced criticism for her view that the value of the dollar should be tied to gold. The U.S. really has essentially not been on the gold standard for almost 100 years. Is it unusual for a president to nominate someone with views that are so outside of the mainstream?
Absolutely, especially to get them this far. President Trump did sort of push the envelope, so to speak, in this realm by discussing appointing both Herman Cain and Stephen Moore to the Fed earlier in his term. Both of them never made it this far where there was actually the potential to be voted on. So this is likely the most controversial nominee to make it this far in the process that we've seen in a long time.
You laid out really well for us the chances of her being approved and the stacks against her. But if she were approved, she'd be on the board through 2024. What impact would she likely have on the Fed's role in navigating a recovery from the pandemic?
Right. So there are seven members of the Federal Reserve Board. All seven of them are part of the 12-member Open Market Committee, which is what we sort of think about when people reference the Fed, because that's the committee that sets interest rates and other policies that sort of directly affect the markets and the economy. So she gets just one vote. So that means she doesn't have a huge pull on that policy. But I think what the critics are getting at is that she'd sort of be a distraction and a bad influence on the whole process. And there's also a concern about just opening that window, opening that door towards purely politically motivated members of the Fed, which I think politicians on both sides of the aisle want to avoid that because they, you know, it's just a dangerous precedent to set to sort of have these very politically loyal members of the Federal Reserve actually get onto the board like that.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News.